Okay, let me figure out what I'm gonna eat since he's got an attitude.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm cooking dinner. What do you want?
I ordered takeout.
Are you kidding? You ordered takeout and didn't get me anything?
I'm sorry, man's gotta eat. You was on the phone. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Okay, we're doing this now.
Yes, and expect a call from Sister Betty for our counseling meeting, just to let you know.
Really? A call from Sister Betty? When? When is this call supposed to be?
I don't know, just expect it.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jennifer?
Yes, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Sister Betty. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, Sister Betty. Who gave you my phone number?
Your husband, of course.
Okay. What is this call pertaining to?
I'm calling to let you know when you're scheduled for your counseling session.
Okay, and when is that?
It's Monday at 5.
Monday at 5 is not gonna work. Is there any way we could move this around, maybe like 6 or 6:30?
Jennifer, 5 o'clock? No. What are you talking about?
No, I can't do 5 o'clock. Look at my schedule.
Jennifer. Pastor, I think we're gonna have to get these two in here sooner than Monday, because they need help right away.
What's going on, Sister Betty?
Back here arguing about the one time they coming in to the counseling session. So we really need to get them in.
I can't do 5.
Jennifer, we are going 5 o'clock. You should have made up.
Oh my gosh, 5 o'clock is not gonna work.
Okay, Jennifer, are you guys coming at 5 o'clock?
I'm thinking
Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna try to move some things around.
Okay, well, I will let the pastor know that you will be here promptly at 5.
I think that's my pizza.
Pastor, they will be here at 5, but I'm telling you, they need to be here sooner.
I don't have any other time, Sister Betty. Everything is booked up.
Okay. Well, they'll definitely be here at 5, and I made sure I let her know promptly at 5 o'clock, because you know we have order in this here church.
All right, Sister Betty.
Hello, Jennifer. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing, Sister Betty?
I'm good. I'll let the pastor know you've arrived.
Thank you.
Pastor, your appointment has arrived.
All right, Sister Betty, send them in.
Okay. Jennifer, you can go ahead and in now.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Come on in and have a seat.
Hello, Pastor. I'm sorry, Eric's coming in. He's just parking the car.
Hurry on up and get in there. Always late. Eric, to be early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late. So I suggest you be on time when you have dealings at this here church.
I'm not even late, Sister Betty. I got 2 minutes to spare.
Boy, get on in there. Poor things. These young folk haven't got a clue. I guess it's my responsibility to teach them. Because you see, I've been the church secretary for... Y'all know the rest.
Good afternoon. It's so wonderful to see you both here. Deacon Eric, Sister Jennifer, it's been a long time. I haven't seen you in a month of Sundays. How you been?
I've been good, Pastor, and I know. Sorry about that.
Well, it's just good to see you all here now. You all are here for some marriage counseling, I'm taking it. You all are having some issues.
Yes, sir. We are having issues.
Eric says we're having issues.
What kind of issues are you all having?
Well, we haven't had sex in 2 years.
Eric, why are you telling the pastor that?
Well, we're in counseling. I mean, this is, right? This is what we're supposed to discuss in counseling. That's
what
I thought.
What are you doing? Oh my gosh, you can't say this stuff to him. What, this is our, like,
okay,
personal...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Like,
I mean, and all the... And she,
oh,
she,
my gosh.
I apologize. I didn't mean to say that, Pastor, but...
That's okay. That's what we're here for. We're here to talk about those issues, and we're here to
work out those things that you all are having problems with in your marriage.
She's married to her job.
She does. It's everything. It provides everything for us. What are you talking about?
I have a job too.
How else are we going to live? It's off my job. It's off my career. Everything that I've built.
I have a job too.
But I have a career, Eric.
I am dedicated to this church. And I benefit from that. That helps with our household.
That is not the same.
Pastor! Do you hear her?
I hear her.
Did God actually put a roof over your head? No, it was my money. What do you think?
Whoa!
What?
So God is below us?
He didn't make our house. I did.
Now you see. Money. Now you understand where I'm coming from. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Where do we get our food from? Where's our food? Where's our food come from? The food pantry from the church?
Sometimes. When you don't cook.
Your food comes from there because I know I bring home food and it ain't that.
Pastor, I need a mediation. Pastor, you see, this is what I deal with on a daily basis.
I see. I see that you all have a very bad communication problem. You all have some major issues here. I hear there's money issues. I hear that there is sexual issues. And there's a belief in God issue. So your communication needs to get better than what it is. So that's the one thing we definitely need to focus on, is the belief in God issue first. And then we can talk about everything else. Your house is unevenly yoked. You all are divided. You're married but yet separated in the same household. There's a power struggle here. The husband has a position as well as the wife has a position. My question to you, Eric, I pose is, what do you believe the role of a husband is in the household?
The provider. I'm trying to be the provider for my wife.
And he provides what?
I try to provide love for you, but you don't give it back. You give me nothing.
I don't know what you call love. You don't do anything.
Okay, sister, let him finish talking. Go ahead.
I'm the one who cooks. I'm the one who cleans. I'm the one, when you come home, you have a nice house to come home to.
Okay, hold on.
I'm the one who provided all that. What are you saying? You cook, you clean. Well, what else are you going to do?
You haven't provided everything. I mean, you might have provided some things, but I have provided things also.
Like,
I mean, you didn't provide all things.
Like what?
Okay, let him finish. Come on, Deacon Eric.
A home for us. A marriage. A safe marriage. A foundation. And you changed ever since I lost my job.
So you said that a husband should be a provider, right? And what are you providing? I'm just trying to think of this.
I lost my job, but I'm still the man of the house.
Sister Jennifer, what do you feel your position is in the home as well as your marriage as a wife?
I mean, obviously, I do everything. I'm the provider. When he's got an attitude, I cook. I clean when it's needed because he's not doing it. He doesn't work, so he could be doing it all day long. The house should be spotless.
What do you think your role is as a wife in the home?
My role? Let's see, I guess. Well, I think that the role of a wife should be someone who gets love and gives it. Someone who supports her husband. Someone who loves and takes care of her family and is nurturing. But I have to do everything and it's hard.
I hear such a conundrum here between you both. You're saying one thing, he's saying another. He sounds hurt because when he lost his job, I don't feel like you supported him when he lost his job. And as a wife, you have to be there to support him, mind, body, and soul. Because it's hard on a man when he loses his job.
I did support him. No disrespect, Pastor. But I feel like I am the man.
Sister Jennifer, you are not the man. You are the woman in the marriage. He is the man. You can never be in a man's position. A man will always be a man, just like a woman will always be a woman. The man is the giver, and the woman is the receiver.
How long is this counseling session?